Good health to all from Rexall. It's the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist with a welcome from all 10,000 of us. The 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names and placed the famous orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. We've done that because we believe in the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company, and we confidently recommend them to our customers. Like Rexall Milk of Magnesia, for instance. Here's the milk of magnesia that's so mild, so creamy smooth, and free from unpleasant earthy taste, even children like it. And it's quality like that we family druggists are talking about when we tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. Now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Last night, Phil and Frankie attended a stag party at their American Legion post. It was quite an affair, and they stayed a little later than they anticipated. And now as we look in, our two heroes have just returned and are standing in front of Phil's house.
Curly, that sure was a swell party, wasn't it?
Yeah, but this is no time for me to be getting home.
No, it's not that late. Yeah, it's a beautiful night. Look how bright the moon is. By the way, what time is it?
7 o'clock, and that's the sun. Oh, Frankie, I'm in trouble. Alice let me go out with the boys last night, but I can't let her find me coming in at this time.
Why not?
She only gave me a 6-hour pass. Look, Remley, I forgot my keys. Now, we're going to have to sneak in through that cellar window.
No, oh, that's a fine thing. Guy invites me to spend the night at his house, and I got to sneak in through the window. Curly, I ain't going to do it. You can go in through the cellar window. I got a smarter way of getting in.
How?
I'm going to ring the bell and wake Alice.
Don't touch that. Guy can get killed that way.
Curly, stand up to your wife. Assert yourself. Tell her off. Let her know who's the boss. And
quiet, you single man, you. Assert yourself. Now, come on. Let's get in this cellar window here. Wait till I open it. There it is. Now, go ahead, Remley. You jump down first.
Curly, aren't you ashamed of yourself sneaking in through the cellar? You do this often?
Of course not. I've been married 8 years, and this is the first time I've ever done anything like this.
Yeah, it's dark down there. Which way do I jump?
Well, I always jump forward and a little to the left. That way, I land on the mattress I got stashed on. All right, Remley, go ahead, jump.
Okay, here I go.
Gotta get a new mattress, one of these. Roll out of my way, now I'm coming down. You see? It's easy.
Yeah.
What the heck did you land on?
Pile of cans, and it threw me up against the furnace. I think I put my foot through a pipe.
Through a pipe? Oh, no. Oh, Remley, I hope you didn't break anything.
Well, I'm too tired to look now. Come on, let's get up to bed.
Yeah. I'm tired, too. Come on, we'll sneak up to the guest room, and then we get some shut-eye, huh? Now, look, let's be quiet about going up these stairs. Sure. Well, we made it without... Did that all right, didn't we? Alice never did wake up, huh? Oh, boy. How'd I get to bed? I'm so tired, I'm not going to take my clothes off.
No, me neither. Just going to take my shoes off.
Are you through? Or are you going to sleep with the fourth one on? Three shoes, that's pretty good, huh? I knew he had some talent somewhere. Oh, this bed feels so wonderful, Frankie.
Yeah, doesn't it? Well, good night, Curly.
Good night, Frankie.
Good morning, Philip.
Little punk, he made me fall out of bed.
Willie, will you please go away?
Get up now, Philip. Get out of bed, or people will call you a sleepyhead.
Thank you, Mother Goose. What are you doing here so early,
Why,
anyway?
We have a golfing date. Come on, get up. Get up, you rascal.
Get out of here before I unscrew your head.
Why don't you want to get up? Philip, did you get to bed late?
Of course not. I just don't feel well. I was sick when I went to bed last night.
You must have been sick. You didn't even stop to put your rag curlers on.
All right, you got a small laugh. Now get lost.
Well, I'll go downstairs and break every one of your old master painter records. No eyes.
Get out of here. No eyes.
I wonder if we could frame him and have him sent to reform school.
All I want to do is go to sleep. Oh, boy. Me too.
Good night, Frankie.
Good night.
Yippee! You can't get away from Texas Joe, you vermin! You can't shoot me, I'll pack this car!
Hey, Shusha, you're dead!
And now you'll never get the secret formula, Ted! Come on, JR, back to the hideout!
Well, they just finished another one at Monogram. They didn't wake you up, did they, Frankie?
Oh, no, no. I'm just lying here thinking.
Thinking?
Hmm?
Of what?
Next time they come through, let's give them real guns. What kind of a joint are you running here, Curly?
All right, forget about it. Let's get some sleep.
No, I'd rather stay awake.
What for?
I'd hate to miss Olson and Johnson when they...
Please, Remley, I'm too tired for tired jokes, huh? Good night.
All right. Oh, quiet at last.
I've got a crush on you, sweetie.
Quiet, Alice. Oh, quiet, will you? Stop that back and cut it off.
Curly, is there an old Indian trail running through here?
Frankie, what are you two doing? Sleeping in here.
Sleeping, she says. If she wasn't my wife, I'd snatch her bald.
What are you two doing in the guest room? You didn't get in late, did you, Phil?
Nah. Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, I waited up for you. What time did you get home, dear?
I got home at exactly what time did you fall asleep, darling?
Well, I went to sleep at 12 o'clock.
Just missed me. I got in at 12:05.
Are you sure it was 5 after 12?
Well, I'm positive. I can prove it. Frankie was with me. Well,
Frankie, what time did you get in?
7 o'clock. You want to make something of it?
Honey, will you listen to me? He's just kidding you. Now, you don't think I'd stay out all night, do you?
Nah.
You trust me, don't you?
Nah.
Couldn't you two hire a room in a motel and do this?
I'm trying to sleep. You don't think I'd stay away from you all night, do you, beautiful?
Well, I hope not, precious.
I couldn't bear to be away from you that long, angel.
Oh, I know you couldn't, sweetheart.
Oh, I gotta break up this marriage.
Phil, there weren't any women at this party, were there?
Heavens to Betsy, no. Say not. I don't know why you're so suspicious of me, Alice. You know I'm as innocent as a newborn babe.
Speaking of babe.
Oh,
it in here.
Speaking of babe, Curly.
I heard that.
I found this lipstick-stained handkerchief of yours at the party last
night. Wait a minute, how'd you know it's mine?
Got your monogram?
Let me see that handkerchief.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Phil, this is yours. Look at that monogram.
Yeah. P-H.
And lipstick.
L-I-P-S-T.
I know how to spell it.
I brought the handkerchief home so you can wash it, Alice. I hope you can get the lipstick off.
Stop saying that. Those are not lipstick stains.
What are those red marks?
I ate a jelly apple and shut up. The idea of showing Alice a handkerchief with lipstick stains on it. Are you trying to get her to leave me?
Yeah. And Alice, when you go, take the kids with you so I can get some sleep.
Frankie, that's my lipstick. I kissed Phil before he left last night. By the way, honey, you'll have to get up and fix the furnace. It's not working.
Well, why don't you go down and look at it, honey? You can... furnace!
Well, if you want me to, I'll go down and...
No. You stay right where you are. Frankie and me can take care of that. Come on, Frankie, get up. We got to fix the furnace. Wait a minute now. Stop crying. We got to fix it, so get up and put your three shoes on. Now, come on.
All right. If I ever sleep in this house again, I ought to have both my heads examined.
I never saw two fellows get dressed so fast. Oh, well, while they're gone, I'll finish my vacuuming and my song. I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh. I never had the least notion that I could fall. So much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby, on you.
I've got a crush on you, sweetie pie. All the day and night time, hear me sigh.
I never had the least notion that I could fall so hard with so much emotion. Could you coo? Could you care?
Crush on you, no one else but you.
Well, Remley, you're certainly running true to form. You've certainly messed up this furnace. You landed on the blower unit and ruined it completely. Now we gotta fix it.
We gotta fix it? I've already done my share. I broke it. You fix it. Go back to
bed. Back here.
Why?
Well, we can't let Alice know we broke it. You know that.
Why not?
Oh, you don't know that kid's Irish temper. When she gets mad, she's a regular Victor McLaughlin.
Well, you mean two big, strong men like us can't stand up to a weak 155-pound female? Between the two of us, we can fracture her.
Remley, will you listen to me? We gotta fix it. Now, can't you understand if we fix it, it'll make Alice happy?
Alice? Always got to make Alice happy. Our lives have to revolve around Alice. Sometimes I'm sorry we married that woman. She always has to be catered to. Started with the honeymoon. You wanted to go to Honolulu, and she wanted to go to Niagara Falls. So what happened? The three of us wound up at Niagara Falls.
All right. Now let's get busy and fix the furnace.
I had a miserable head cold the whole 2 weeks we were there.
Will you stop? Now, let's get to work on this furnace. You broke the blower that forces the hot air upstairs. Now, we're going to have to get a new one, and I got news for you. They're very expensive.
Buy a cheap one.
Where?
I know a guy. friend of mine who runs a war surplus store. He has...
Cut! That's all. If a friend of yours has a war surplus store, he probably got the stuff from the losing side.
Wait a minute, Curly. I resent that.
I don't care what you resent. I'm not buying anything from your friend's war surplus store.
Okay. But Yuki Saki has some wonderful buys.
If you save your breath for years, I'd let you talk me into getting things, buying things, fixing things. But now the revolution has come. I'm getting my own stuff, and I'm getting it in a legitimate appliance store. Now you stay here and keep Alice out of that cellar down here, and I'll be right back pretty quick.
What's the three quicks for?
Well, the first one means I'll be back fast.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is the name of a magazine which has a picture and a story of me, Alice, and the kids in the current issue.
What's the third quick for?
The picture in the magazine is so good, I thought I'd name the magazine twice. I'll see you, quick.
That's about time you got back, Curly. Have you got the blower?
Yep. Got it right here.
Yeah, did you get it at the appliance shop?
Well, not exactly. They wanted too much money, so I had a great idea. I went someplace else to get it.
Where'd you go?
War surplus store.
Oh. When I asked you to patronize my friend Yuki Saki, you wouldn't do it. Had to find your own place. I'll bet you got taken.
I did not.
How much did this stuff cost you?
50 yen. He's a very nice guy.
I told you.
Yeah, I like him.
And he isn't the kind who tries to take you, you know. Did he sell you a regular blower?
Well, not exactly. He talked me into something that's even better.
What?
A wind tunnel.
Very shrewd buy.
Yeah. Sure was. You see, this wind tunnel is better than an ordinary blower. See, this will really force the air through the house.
How do we put this in?
Simple. All we got to do is to force hot air from the furnace into the house, right?
Right. But how do we get hot air into the furnace?
Stick your heads in the grate and talk to each other.
Hey, Julius, how'd you get down here?
Miss Faye told me you were down here fixing the furnace. You mind if I watch while you do it, or have you finished lousing it up already?
I know what I'm doing, kid. Now, look, Remley, all we have to do is to take the thingamabob and attach it to the whatchamacallit. Then we raise the hoosit, lift it over the thingamajig, and slide it into the whatsit.
You know all the technical times, don't you?
You would, too, if you spent 4 years studying engineering at the Massachusetts Institute of Technocracy. Caltech.
Curly, you better let me do it. Now, there's nothing to installing this. Listen closely, it's a cinch. All we do is disconnect the armature, run the conduit through the colliery shaft, connect it up to the rheostatic firmament, then raise the template till it bisects the transitory carburetor. You understand?
Of course.
What do you mean, of course? What did he say?
He said there's nothing to installing this. Listen closely, it's a cinch.
Then what?
Then he started talking shorthand, and I lost it.
Look, Curly, there's only one thing that puzzles me. This thing's pretty powerful. How do we cut down the blower pressure?
I knew you'd have to come to me sooner or later, Remley. Hey, it's easy. Now, look, it's got three speeds, low, medium, and high. Yuki said if we want it low, we attach the first wire to the second post. Or is it the second wire to the third post? Or was it the third wire to the first post?
Hey, let's play it safe and connect all three wires to all three posts.
This is what is known as moronic electronics.
You know something, Frankie? You got something there. It's a wonderful idea. Hey, you're a genius, isn't he, Julius?
Yeah. Mr. Remley, you got a great brain. Where'd you get it?
Oh, it's nothing.
I know, but where'd you get it?
Now, will you keep quiet, kid? Now, look, Remley, you put the blower in place, and Julius, you hook up the wires.
What are you going to do?
You laborers need entertainment, so I think I'll sing to you.
you ever pass the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little bundle of rhythm runs a shoeshine stand. People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. Makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. Feel as though you want to dance when he gets through, cause he's a great big bundle of joy. He pops that boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. But it's a wonder that the rag don't tap, the way he makes it pop. Bop! You ought to hear him fan the air. Hobbity, hibbity, hibbity, hobbity, hobbity, hibbity, hop. He opens up for business when the clock strikes nine. Likes to get them early, that's when they're feeling fine. Yes, everybody gets a little rise and shine from that great big bundle of joy. He pops that boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Yeah, that's fine. Say, boy, what's your name?
Scatman Roth.
Oh, Scatman Roth, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to call you Roth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call you. Is that all right, Roth?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you one thing, Roth. You lay down a lot of cloth.
Yeah.
But it's a wonder that that rag don't tap, the way he makes it snap. You ought to hear him fanning the air with that slappity-wap-bap, slappity-wap-bap, slappity-wap-bappity with the bap-bap-da-bap. He opens up for business when the clock strikes nine. Says he likes to get them early, says that's when there's a feeling fine. Cause everybody gets a lot of that rise and shine with that great big bundle of joy. He pops that boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
Ah, Balsa, this is what you call flogging the floor shine.
Yeah? Well, look at that. Say, what would you do if I'd lay down a half?
Oh, man, a half would make me laugh.
Yeah. Cause he's the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
Well, Curly, we got the blower all wired up and ready to install. Let's try it.
Wait a minute, Renly. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Well, remember this now. Whoever turns the switch on has to stand in front of the wind tunnel. Might be dangerous.
Oh. Let Julius do it, huh? Wait a minute. How are we going to get him to turn it on?
Child psychology. We'll make a game out of it, and he'll be begging us to let him do it. Now, get this.
Hey, gee, Frankie. It's going to be fun testing this blower. I can't wait to turn it on.
Oh, wait a minute, Curly. I want to turn it on.
No, I want to turn it on.
Don't be selfish, fellas. How about me?
Oh, do you want to turn it on, Julius?
No. This thing ain't going to work.
Well, it might. Turn it on and see.
Okay.
Stand back, Remy.
Okay, Julius. Push the switch.
All right, here goes. You see, I told you.
Look at him take off. Zoom, he went.
Hey, he's airborne. Curly, look, he's heading for the wall.
Bank to the left, kid.
Hey, raise your flaps and lower your landing gear.
Whoa. Well, he crashed. I guess he ain't ready to solo yet. Come down the stairs the right line with the wind tunnel.
What are you talking about? I'm coming down and see.
Oh, yeah. Floppy takeoff.
off. It blew her right back upstairs again. Remley, pull them wires out. Turn off that duct.
Yeah, okay.
Turn it off.
Here we go.
Alice, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right. But wait till I come down and get my hands on you. Phil Harris, I declare war on you.
Oh, Remley, let's get out of here. She's got that McLaughlin look.
Where are we going?
To Yukasaki's. He's got a used bomb shelter. Come on.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
I never cease to wonder at the many ways scientists have learned to improve on nature. And it seems to me that Plenamin's, Rexall's popular multivitamin capsules, make a pretty good example.
Why, how do you mean?
Well, ma'am, long and careful study of the Plenamin's formula has enabled Rexall scientists to make the vitamins it contains more stable than they are in their natural state. For example, the vitamin C in Plenamin's is more stable, that is, less liable to lose its full natural potency, than the same amount in orange juice would be shortly after the juice is squeezed from the fresh orange.
Well, how do they do it?
Well, for one thing, the vitamins contained in Plenamin's are protected in the capsule by a special fruit acid, which helps keep them at their full potency. What's more, Plenamin's are carefully fortified so that when you take them, you can be sure you're getting, at the very least, the amount stated on the label.
And are Plenamin's easy to take?
Just this easy. The daily dosage is individually sealed in airtight metal foil. You merely break it off from day to day, and the remaining capsules stay completely protected.
Say, I'm beginning to think old Mother Nature could learn something from Rexall scientists.
Well, ma'am, 10,000 family druggists have learned this. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. Bill, Alice, we have a distinguished visitor here today, Judge Harry C. Westover of the National Safety Council.
As a representative of the National Safety Council, it gives me great pleasure, Phil and Alice, to present you with this award of merit for exceptional service to the cause of safety in 1949. The recordings you made for National Safety Council have been heard all over our nation, and through them you have helped reduce our appalling home accident toll. These awards are made to a very select few each year who have contributed our times and talents to the cause of public safety. Congratulations and best wishes to you two very generous and sincere people.
Well, on behalf of Alice and myself, thank you very much, Judge Westover. Thank you.
Thank you and good night, everybody.
Good night.
The biggest discovery in years in the field of dental care is ammoniated tooth powder. That's why it's important for you to know that Rexall ammoniated tooth powder is compounded according to the original and official University of Illinois formula that has proved so successful in reducing tooth decay. Ask for Rexall ammoniated tooth powder at the store with the orange and blue Rexall sign on the window. And remember, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Next, Sam Spade, then three great stars on Theater Guild on NBC.